There's a couple of generalizations that you can fairly easily show will work. These are similar to what we talked about with the binomial model. You may say, well, what happens if interest rates are changing? But I can predict how they change. Or what happens if the payout return is changing, but I can predict how it changes? Well, then what you put in the formula are the product of all the riskless returns you can earn over each period all the way to expiration. So R to the T is replaced by that product. And alternatively, you can think of the R that goes in the Black-Scholes formula as the riskless return that relates to a zero coupon bond that matures at the same time as the option matures. That would have the same effect as replacing R with the product of all these short rates of return. And you can do the same thing with the payout return, and you can do the same thing with the volatility. If you have a varying volatility, you can put in an average of those volatilities. And so the Black-Scholes formula can easily incorporate changes in riskless return, payout return, and volatility, which depend on time.